of our first business spotlight segment on Long Island. It's called Missing Persons Day. It takes place on Saturday. Here to talk about it is Dr. Ruth. No, not that Dr. Ruth. I'm talking about the deputy medical examiner, Dr. Ruth Kohlmeier. And we welcome her to the studios here at LA News Radio. And Dr. Kohlmeier, pleasure to have you. Do you get that a lot, though, Dr. Ruth? I'm talking about Westheimer, who I interviewed many, many moons ago. You ever get that correlation or not?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There you go. So not crazy, but in essence, you know, it's a big-time event. Tell us about what's happening as far as the missing persons event. That's taking place on Saturday, the 18th, folks. Go ahead.
Yes, it is a public event, open to everyone. It's free. And a lot of people ask, why are you having this event? Just to give you some numbers, over 600,000 people go missing every year in the United States. That's quite a lot, 600,000 people. And only about 80 to 100,000 are actually reported missing. So there's a huge gap in terms of where did these people go. They're essentially lost. So we wanted to do this event to not only increase public awareness, but offer support for families that have missing loved ones and offer opportunities for people to report a missing person if they have not done so already.
Wow, that is unbelievable. Those numbers are unbelievable. You're telling me 600,000 people, Dr. Kohlmeier, go missing every year in this country, and 80 to 100,000 of these are actually reported. Why so many? Why is the gap so large as far as those not being reported, do you think?
Well, I think there's probably several reasons. You have to first ask, why are these people missing? Of course, there's a few that actually want to go missing and want to just disappear. But then there's others, younger people may get involved in drugs or gangs or human trafficking. And essentially, they're isolated from their family and their family has no idea what happened to them. And likewise, some families have missing persons, but they're scared. They don't trust the government. They don't trust the police, maybe because they're from other countries where their government is corrupt. So I think that there's several reasons why people don't report it. And hopefully we offer this opportunity for a safe, open, and friendly environment for people to come in to report someone in an environment where they aren't going to be looked at strangely or isolated. Hopefully people will come.
Is this going to be the first one of its kind? I don't remember hearing about this prior.
Yeah, this is the first time we've ever done something like this in Suffolk County. They've had Missing Persons Day events in other areas of the country. This is the very, very first time in Suffolk County.
Fascinating. It's the Suffolk County Missing Persons Day, folks. It's 10 to 3. It's this Saturday over at the Community Ambulance Company. That's on Lakeland Avenue in Sayville. We're talking with the Deputy Medical Examiner, Dr. Ruth Kohlmeier, really kind of putting everything together, help doing this. And it is a fascinating. You're going to hear from a lot of experts on Saturday, information that can help make identifications. You're going to have a lot of emotional support services that will be available to all attendees. And, you know, that's going to be interesting because a lot of people are somewhat, I mean, it's almost they're numb in essence as far as what to do, where to turn. I like the fact that you're going to have a lot of folks on hand, a little bit of a support system for those types of folks, huh?
Absolutely. We'll have social workers available just in case the family needs some extra support. But I think most importantly, there are going to be other families there. And who best knows what you're going through than other folks going through the same thing? And they can not only help with support, but also say, hey, this is what worked for me. This didn't work for me. Here's a resource. Here's a website. Here's a contact name. So I think the families themselves will offer the most support.
Interesting to me, Dr. Kohlmeier, is that technology has increased over the years. You know, it's almost like there's a camera now everywhere. So in essence, that probably has aided in maybe the return or really some solid leads in trying to find those missing individuals, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it's possible. Of course, DNA has come into its own, but we need families to submit DNA samples either from the family themselves or the missing persons. That is another avenue to capture people that have gone missing.
There you go. It all takes place on a Saturday over in Sayville. It's the The first of its kind, I tell you, it's a great idea, really is. First of its kind, it's the Missing Persons Day event. And you're going to have a lot of people on hand here, a lot of situations where you'll have support services. You will have some experts there providing some vital information that can help make identifications. What kind of information would you say would be out there for those who are seeking a missing loved one? I mean, they're going to have to provide details themselves, but what about some of the experts as far as, you know, kind of counter situations involved in offering their services? Give me a couple of particular ways, Dr. Kohlmeyer, how that could happen.
Sure. Of course, going to the police department and filing a missing persons. A lot of our speakers that are going to be present, we're going to have a representative from NAMIS, which is the National Missing and Unidentified Persons System, which is a subsidiary of the Department of Justice, and it's a national clearinghouse for missing and unidentified persons. We're going to have a speaker on DNA and missing persons, a speaker on gangs, human trafficking. Near the close of the day, we're going to have a woman who has a personal story of a loved one that has gone missing in 2013. At the end of the day, we're going to have a vigil, and it's going to be a celebration of hope and remembrance. It's not a memorial. We still have hope we're going to find these individuals and bring them home. In addition to the DNA, the NAMIS, the police reports, we're going to also have exhibitors from the community, including National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, the Youth Enrichment Services that offers the town of Islip. We're going to have human trafficking, opioid, and Narcan use. But the sheriff's office is going to be there for something kind of neat. They are going to be creating ID cards for kids. So your kids can get their photo and their fingerprints taken, and then they'll have a card that they can keep in their person. So there's just a lot of different ways that we're going to offer ways to help people to find their loved ones.
Can you say that? We're talking with Dr. Ruth Kohlmeyer. She's the Deputy Medical Examiner of Suffolk County. We're talking about the Missing Persons Event, first of its kind in Suffolk County, ladies and gentlemen, 10 to 3 this Saturday with the Community Ambulance Company, Lakeland Avenue, Sayville. Interesting. It kind of brings back a memory of mine as far as my kids when my oldest, you know, I remember taking him down to an area and fingerprinted, photoed, and I remember this like it was yesterday. It is so important for people to really take advantage of these situations because, you know, you don't fathom the fact that one of your own could be kidnapped, could be lost. I remember my daughter, we were in a department store. We couldn't find her, you know, for like 5 minutes. It seemed like an hour and a half, but she was hiding under a coat rack and playing a little game with us. She was only probably 3 or 4 at the time. We let her go, and I'll tell you, that was a terrible 5 minutes. But it's so important to make sure everybody's ID'd properly and everything, you know?
I agree. It's a scary situation. You never want it to happen, but it's a two-prong. One, it's a fun little card the kids can keep, and the second thing is practical. God forbid that they should go missing beyond just in a store. Here is an avenue that is objective that can help try to find your child in a timely manner. And so I think it's kind of fun, but it's also practical.
Here's one for you, and I was just thinking about this. When is one supposed to report one missing? Is there an official sense? Is it a 60-day deal? At what point do you have authorities and everything else kind of on the hunt?
I think it's individual in terms of you can approach the police immediately or whatever, and they can refine what time they consider when they start to file a missing persons report. I've heard 24, 48 hours. I think it's different for kids because on the state level, you want to issue an Amber Alert. And for elderly people that may have dementia or other disorders, you're going to have a Silver Alert. So I think that when you have someone that's gone missing, I think contact the authorities immediately and let them advise you on the time frame. As time passes, then it becomes a different, you can do NAMIS, which is another clearinghouse for missing persons information. But I think if there's something that happens to your loved one, contact the authorities immediately, get their advice, and go from there.
It is a great idea. How long did this kind of take place to put in motion as far as this first one is concerned?
Well, we've been planning for about a year. 2 years ago, a representative from Namus came and spoke to our office and kind of told what Namus was all about in terms of how it works with missing and unidentified persons. And we said, wow, and they described an event in Michigan. And we started kind of thinking, saying, could we do this in Suffolk? And then about a year ago, we committed and got advice from Namus representative from New Jersey who has done missing persons events. And we've just been planning, contact people, say, hey, would you like to be a speaker? Hey, would you like to be an exhibitor? Hey, could you be a volunteer? It just takes a lot of people. But, I keep thinking how blessed I am that people are responsive. I would contact them and say, sure, I'd love to participate. And so it's neat because people do care. And this is a neat event for the public. It's fun. It's educational. There's also going to be some activities downstairs, just fun activities for the kids to keep them occupied. We have canine demonstrations. We have face painting. We have tours of an ambulance. So it's a family event. It's an individual event. It's absolutely free, and it's open, and it's safe.
Now, somebody told me you can bring the kids, and there's going to be like hide-and-seek games, which I think would be somewhat inappropriate. Is that true or no?
No, we're not going to have hide-and-seek events. We're going to, like I mentioned, maybe canine demonstrations because everybody likes the puppies. Ambulance tours because there's future EMS and EMT individuals. Face painting, fun things just to keep the kids occupied. But upstairs is going to be, the serious educational talks, the exhibitors, and then, of course, the biometrics, which includes police reports. If you want to file a police report on your missing loved one, Namus reports, and then, of course, DNA collection.
Very important stuff, and I really applaud the county for getting it together. It really is fantastic. First of its kind, it's the Missing Persons Event in Sayville. It takes place over the Community Ambulance Company. That's May 18th, ladies and gentlemen. That is on Saturday, 10 to 3. It's a five-hour extravaganza. You're going to have all the experts there and enforcement and just ideas and so much stuff to help you find your loved one. I really give the county a lot of credit, Dr. Ruth Kohlmeier, Stress Kohlmeier, as far as Dr. Ruth is concerned, and she has really helped organize this. She is the deputy medical examiner of the county of Suffolk. And Dr. Ruth, we can't thank you enough.
Thank you so much.